What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Happy Friday the 13th. It is time for the Sleepy Hollow recap show. Normally, I do the show with my partner in crime, Amy McCracken. I can never say her name. It sounds like a pirate, doesn't it? Oh, go see Amy McCracken and she'll help you. Maybe she sounds like more like a leprechaun. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, people, but it is time for the Sleepy Hollow recap show, and she couldn't join us. Well, we've tried to record this show like 5 times already, and for some reason, she has pissed off the spirits in the spirit world when she talked about Pandora and all that stuff. So they just wouldn't allow her to be a part of the show. So she's going out with Mom. They're going to go have lunch. Isn't that nice of her to go? And who's here with you guys? Me. I'm here. I'm going to do the show, and I'm just going to talk about some of my favorite parts. Amy did tell me a couple of parts that she liked, and she actually gave, wow. Oh, wow. Let's just get to it. Amy gave this episode an 8.5 out of 10. Woo! Now, if you've been tuning in for the past recap shows, you know Amy and I have been, it's been losing our fizzle. I mean, we're big fans of Sleepy Hollow. And I know some people probably out there are like, if you're a fan, you like all the episodes. No. That's how I can show you that I'm a true fan, because I love Sleepy Hollow, but then sometimes the episodes don't do it for me, but it's okay. I'm still going to watch the show. I'm not going to throw in the towel like some people. Amy. Anyways, so yes, she give it an 8.5 out of 10. I give this episode probably 8 out of 10. I enjoyed it. It felt good to go back to the creatures, the berserkers, the Norse, the berserkers. I enjoyed, you know, I'm a big fan of Supernatural, so is Amy, and that's what I love about those, the creatures, the supernatural creatures, and which ones we're going to get every week, and Sleepy Hollow, since day one, have had some really good creatures, and then lately, they've been kind of like, what, and then this one here kind of pulled me back, so kudos, yes, I like the berserkers, and also Derek Mears is one of the berserkers. I don't know if y'all know who Derek Mears is. He played in a bunch of movies, The Hills Have Eyes, Friday the 13th, the reboot, Jason Voorhees. Yeah, so I sent a tweet out to him. If you want to check out the tweet, him and I and San Diego Comic-Con, check out Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter. But enough of that. Let's talk about the episode. I'm looking at her parts here. She gave me 2 lines that she really, really liked. One, the blood on monsters ninja part. Yes, that was pretty dope when Crane Joe and Abby go up into the trees. I thought they were going to go down a mountain. But really, they were up in the trees waiting for the berserkers to come. They pour the blood on them and let them fight each other off and kill one by one. So that was really cool. Creative. I like that part. Believable, too, unlike the bees last week that never stung Abby and got her sick. But this episode, yes, I enjoyed that part. Also, she said, I like how Reynolds knows about the supernatural. Yes, it seems to me that Reynolds is not telling a lot to Abby, and I think Abby is realizing, we're not as close as I think we are. So that's one thing that, and Reynolds going to Washington, D.C. to talk to his boss, it's obvious. And the crazy thing is that it's obvious that he's not telling Abby everything, but it looks like Reynolds' boss is not telling everything to Reynolds. There's a lot of not telling the whole truth there going on in this season of Sleepy Hollow. So, you see Reynolds' face? He's like, wait a second, I didn't know, wait, what? So, yeah. And speaking of dropping bombs, holy crap, Sophie, FBI undercover agent. Did not see that coming. So, Sleepy Hollow writers there, I like that. I like being surprised. I was surprised just as freaking Abby and Crane and Joe. Once again, Reynolds is not telling the whole truth. I wonder how this is going to play out, because now Sophie is pretty much 6 months, was it? She said 6 months. Undercover and blew her whatchamacallit, just like that, to protect Joe. So, that's a drop of a bomb right there. So I don't know how that's going to play off. I don't know how pissed off Reynolds going to be, but I have a feeling he's going to be mad. Jenny, holy crap balls. A big moment for me, considering that Amy only had 2 parts. Yeah, real good that you really liked. For me, the whole ending of this episode where Jenny escapes the magic cell, and then she comes in with her glow-in-the-dark Mortal Kombat arms, and she puts them in the water, and all of a sudden, who comes out of the freaking tree? Nope, not Keebler Elf. It's Pandora and the freaking wizard, some wizard. I don't know who he is. I don't like his voice. I don't like that voice of his. But I am familiar with the character. Well, not the character, the actor that's playing him. I like him in movies. I've seen him in movies. I know he has a cooler voice than what they're giving him right now. So maybe it's because he's time traveled and he's gone through a tree, and that's why he's like, I've come. So hopefully his voice will become real. Next week seems pretty intense. Next week's going to be the fall finale. That's what it said in the commercial. So we finally get to see what kind of crap he's going to do to the team. But yes, Pandora, I'm not excited for to see her back. I'm not a fan of Pandora. I've made it very clear in the past episodes. Just don't get her. I want her to, you know what? I think I would like Pandora more if she would keep her true form, because she looks like a lizard, and that's what I like. Something like a vampire from Dusk Till Dawn kind of thing, reptile kind of thing. I think that I would like that better if she looked like that, not hot. I don't know if that makes sense. I can't believe I just said that. I'd rather have her look like a lizard than a hot chick, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is with Pandora, but she's here, and it looks like freaking Jenny is part of their crew now because she's got the shard in her. So I don't know how that's going to pan out. It's going to be interesting. What else? I'm trying to see. Oh, another big moment here that I knew I was right, and I wish Amy would have been here with me to discuss this. So Joe, it's obvious that he has feelings for Jenny because, hello, first they fight in the boxing ring, which we all know that that was sexual frustration, right? Can we all agree that was sexual frustration there? And then, bam, Joe, while doing her blood, says, Crane, tell me talk to you about this. And then, boom, they start kissing and making out. So it's obvious they like each other. And you know what? I kind of believe it. I know if Amy was here probably right now, she'd probably be like, bring Holly back. I like them better. But you know what? I think Jenny and Holly were just booty calls. It's exactly what they were. I don't think they really had true feelings for each other. But I feel that Jenny and Joe really have a thing for each other, which is a good thing for their personal life, bad thing for the job, okay? Because distractions. And I don't think Joe is very good. Yeah, I could see Joe giving somebody the weapon of destruction to save Jen, I don't know. That's just not good. But I'm curious to see how this is going to pan out. And then, dun, 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 which I've been calling since I don't know how long, and I wish Amy was here, it's obvious that Crane has feelings for Abby. Now, I know some people out there are going to be like, what? No, he feels out of place because he's trying to save the archives, and he's trying to become a citizen. He doesn't want to lose Abby to the FBI. Nah, there's more to it, right, people? Where are my people that are Team Mike, I agree with you at? Where's that at? Because I'm telling you, I think there's more to it. He was kind of saying, like, I don't want to lose you to Los Angeles. I don't want to lose you, period, because I have feelings for you. I wish Amy was here, because she'd probably be like, no, because I know Amy since day one, since I was saying that they're going to have some type of love thing, sleep together, kiss. Something's going to happen with them two. She does not want it to happen because she's made it very clear that it will ruin the show. I don't know. I don't think it would ruin the show. I think I would feel better about the show because I'd be like, yes, I was right the entire time. But let's see how that plays off. I think that was just a little taste. I don't think we're going to see any more. I hope they don't drag this whole Crane having feelings, because he's got Zoe and Zoe's hot too. So let me be right. Sleepy Hollow Riders. And then let Crane go with Zoe for a while and then we'll figure it out. Cause it's obvious that Reynolds still has feelings for Abby. Oh, the triangle. Oh, the love. Let's see what else. I enjoyed the Berserkers. I said that before. I'm a big fan of the creatures, the cool creatures. And Sleepy Hollow does a really great job of bringing these supernatural creatures and bringing the Norse Berserkers to this episode. It was cool. I liked them. And I loved how they just whoop ass. And speaking of whooping ass, definitely Jenny, when she brought on the arms in the beginning of this episode and she fights them, I was like, oh, go, 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 girl. So that was cool. I agree with Amy. One of my favorite parts of them coming out of the trees and making them fight each other was really dope. Let's see what else. Was that it? Anything with the Berserkers, because I really like the garage scene. I was wondering, I thought it was going to be a junkyard that he was going to, I mean, it was a junkyard, but I thought they were going to be hunting him in a junkyard, but instead it was the junkyard's garage, which was cool. But yeah, it was good. It was really good to see the creatures, and kudos to the writers once again. But let me see. I think that's it. I think that's it for this episode. Amy gave it an 8.5. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I feel like it's coming back to me. And it sucks because these past couple episodes, I was like, what are you doing? Now I'm like, okay, you're coming to me. And now we're going to have the fall finale next Thursday. Sucks. All right, people. That is it for this Rant Raven review of The Sleepy Hollow. The episode was called The Art of War. Don't forget, it airs on Fox every Thursday night when we get our finale next Thursday. And then, of course, Amy and I. Hopefully, she'll be able to join me. And the spirits allow her to. She'll be able to be with me next Friday afternoon as we talk the fall finale of Sleepy Hollow. So we'll see what happens. If you want to check out Amy and check out her blog and all the good stuff that she does, check out Variety Radio Online, thevro.com, Variety Radio Online. It has everything there. You know, she's got a bunch of different podcast hosts, including myself, and we have interviews and we do reviews and contests and giveaways, and just go check it out. And then if you go to the staff section, you'll see where all the pictures of everybody and their social media, and that's how you can find them. And she does have an Audio Boom channel. All you got to do is go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, and there you can find her and everything about her. For me, you can check out my blog. I have a blog called iwatchmike.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. I post stuff there, personal stuff, and movies and giveaways and all that good stuff. So follow me on there, and you can also like my page on Facebook, I Watch Mike. And I do have an Audio Boom channel. I review other shows either by myself or with other fellow podcasters. Fear the Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is going on. The Originals, Arrow, Sleepy Hollow. We got The Strain on there and some other stuff. So make sure you go check that out. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is it for this review. We'll be back next week to talk fall finale. Y'all have a great weekend. Have a great Friday the 13th. And don't forget, tomorrow on Saturday the 14th, you watch the movie Saturday the 14th. Because there's nothing more scary than Friday the 13th than Saturday the 14th.